Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Everything we judge of ourselves floods in. All that guilt, all that shame, all of our imperfections, it all comes flooding in. And that's why this work is so powerful. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to dive into the question of who am I? Who am I to experience pleasure? Who am I? Why should I even be doing this? That whole arena of questioning that comes up. It's not quite a fear. It's more like in the previous episode, it's more a block. It's something that each person gets faced with when they start diving into themselves so deeply, when they start expanding so deeply, when they start doing things outside of the norm, especially when that pertains to a growth, whether that be making a bunch of money and having to dismantle all of the stuff society said about making too much money, or whether it is about pleasure. And that's going to be my focus for today. So who am I to experience pleasure? Or who am I to experience this much pleasure? Like, why me? Why should I be doing that? Who am I to be doing that? And, you know, the truth of the matter is we all deserve this. We all should be doing this. It all has a ripple effect. But let's get into it a little bit and break it down a little bit. The moment that we are at that place of that growth edge of starting to invite more pleasure into our lives and live from that state of being, this question, this curiosity, this self-exploration comes up. And it's because everything out there, because we're on our edge of growth here, everything out there starts flooding in. So everything we've judged ourselves for floods in. All of the guilt, all of the shame, all of our imperfections, all of that stuff starts flooding in, trying to stop us from this level of growth. And this is one of the reasons why I love this work, because it's the coolest thing to watch somebody dismantle shame, to start to live way more shamelessly, because they're doing it from a place of really being themselves, of honoring themselves, living true to themselves, listening to themselves. They're connected to themselves, their intuition, and it's so beautiful. And it's something that is lacking in the world. That's why there's so much strife in the world. There's so much, you know, struggle with making decisions, with how do I show up in these social interactions? How do I even exist in this world? Because of this disconnection from the self. And so, again, this is where we want to be loving ourselves wholly. And this is why things like shadow work is so important, because we're looking at all of this stuff. It's not about hiding it. It's not about being like, oh yeah, that thing that I feel all this guilt and shame around, I've got to just stuff that down even more. Like, that's the funny thing about shame, right? Like, it wants you to do that. It wants you to keep it hidden in the dark where it can fester and rule your life on an unconscious or subconscious level. It doesn't want to be seen. And sometimes that's all it takes, is to bring that shame to the light, acknowledge it, share it, whatever it is for you and whatever piece of shame it is you're working with, right? And that can be it. And so that just ties into all of the shadow aspects of ourselves also, because we, you know, as a culture, I feel like we really strive to be so perfect. And we all know that we're perfectly imperfect, right? It's all of our imperfections that make us who we be. It's all of our imperfections that make us perfect, perfectly who we are, perfectly imperfect, right? And so we want to get to that place of that radical self-love, of that complete acceptance of the whole self. And that means accepting and loving all of your shadow sides. This is one of the reasons I love diving into gene key work with people, because playing with the shadows through that particular map is so much fun for me, and it's just unlocked so much for me. I'm sure I'll talk about more of that some other time. And of course, like, if you're interested and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to know more, connect with me. I love talking about it. We could do a one-on-one on it, whatever you want, right? Like, let's get into it, because it is fun. But putting that aside, it doesn't matter exactly what it is you're working with. All of those parts of you that are feeling that guilt, that shame, that less than, that I'm a bad person because I, whatever it all is, right? All of that stuff needs to be loved and held and acknowledged and accepted. And that's what brings you into wholeness. Now, what is very interesting about all of this is that the more we can actually get into pleasure, and we can do that inner self work and look at ourselves, which that alone, I mean, that could be a whole nother tangent, right? Looking at yourself wholly and honestly, that can be intense. This is deep work. I might say this again down the road here, but I'm not here for the quick fixes. Like, it's deep work. You're and play. It's not just work, it's play. You're bringing it in, and it's work because some of it feels like crap, okay? So, you know, yes. All right. Ultimately, the thing is, though, is this world is so void of pleasure, and we have been shamed out of pleasure. We've been talked out of pleasure. We've been told we're bad and wrong for anything pleasure, right? And so it's actually of service to the world to do this inner work, to be able to clear your own blocks and tune into this for yourself. Because the more people are in pleasure, the more they're able to see beauty in the world, the more they're able to be in a place of, they've got this personal radical self-acceptance and love, right? And when you have that, that ripples out and you are even more compassionate and empathetic and can love everyone else out there because you're able to accept all parts of somebody. And the more pleasure we have, the more we are combating all the suffering that is happening in the world. And so who am I to be doing this? We need it. We need you to be doing it. We need to be doing it together. Like, the world needs this. There is so much suffering in the world. It needs the balm to that. It needs the opposite. It needs more of the harmony to come to fruition here. And you know what? It's incredible. Like when I say something like that, like saying it's of service to the world, I know that it triggers a lot of people. And it's like, oh, but there's these big suffering things in the world. Yes, there is. And that's why it starts with each individual. And you might right away just be like, oh no, right? And have that resistance and have that block to it. And it just might not be easy to hear it at first. And that's so totally okay, because we are great in this day and age at doing things like checking our privilege and stuff, which is always a work in progress too. But like being able to look at ourselves and look at all of that to make sure that we are living in integrity, all of that is super important. And the thing is when you start to actually get this, like really in your bones, get how the more you can experience pleasure, little pleasures, big pleasures, the more it serves the world, you're like, oh, now I get it. And I watch people get there. Like I watch people go from seriously questioning this as a concept and even like a possibility to embodying it and really getting it. And how much I watch that, I also watch them be of bigger service in the world. And it is amazing. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I see the people tuned into themselves and they're living from this place and they get to invite more people into that place. And I'm telling you, being a mom and like seeing people like having a rough time parenting, because it's hard. It's a lot of work to be a parent. And you face so many challenges. You have your kids reflecting things to you. It's like, it's one of the deepest, most spiritual like evolution things I've experienced for sure, because of how much your stuff is thrown in your face all the time for you to deal with. And on top of that, you are like faced with generational healing and trauma and all of that stuff. Like there's so much there. And so seeing especially folks who have been in that mother role, being able to be in more pleasure and become like the coolest parents, I don't mean that I'm like, oh, they're so cool, but in that way of being like able to be so much more peaceful and handle what's happening with their kids, like, whoa, this is huge. Okay, so I love it. I love watching people actually get this. And if you're not there yet, cool. Like, it's okay. It's okay. You could still be in the phase of questioning and being like, who am I to experience pleasure or this much pleasure or to even consider going down this path, right? It's all good. And that portion too just reminds me and makes me want to say, like, again, I'm not here for the quick fixes. Watching some people get to that place takes years. And, you know, it might be like, oh my gosh, well, then I don't even want to do this because that's going to take years. And that's fine. Like, I can understand people who are just like, nope, I'm just not interested. But for all the people who are ready to take the steps and make those little incremental changes, as well as the big incremental changes, and really experience this shift in themselves and then in their community and then in the world at large, like, man, I'm here for it. And yes, it takes time and it takes dedication. And I want to add that it's not like it's so much time every day. Those who know me well know I'm the queen of the mini moments. It is so important to do things like this in mini moments, micro moments, ways that things are doable. And that's what I'm going to say now to you listening. Like, just start with the little things. Are you able to bring just a little bit of pleasure into a moment? Maybe I use washing dishes as an example all the time. I think it's because I wash so many dishes all day, every day. But maybe when you're washing the dishes, you're like, the water is so warm. And you just breathe that in. That is expanding you into more pleasure in a day-to-day normal moment. And it doesn't take much to do that, right? 10 seconds? Something. Something to just breathe. So that is where to start. Just start with those little moments. It's just, to me, it's always the place to start. Okay, so back to exploring who am I? So, you know, again, we are all imperfect. So who am I? Well, you're the same as everybody else. You know, you're not better or worse than Susie over here or Marsha over there or anybody, right? Like, we're all perfectly imperfect. We're all inherently valued and deserving and worth all the things. We all are, right? We're all special. And in that, it's like none of us are special because we're all special. So if we're all special, then none of us are special. Right? It's like both and. So we're all the who am I. And you're just doing your part. Your own unique you. Your own blend of all of your wholeness. So you're like your own fractal piece in this whole cosmic exploration of all that is. Right? You're you, and you're your fractal piece of the whole. And you're whole as you are, as you. Whoo, where are we going tonight? Jeez. We're gonna deep dive. All right. So basically, who am I? You're one with all, you're one of everything, and you're your own unique blend of you that is fully deserving of all that is, and all the love, and all the pleasure, and all the awesome that this human form is here to offer you. So, cheers to that. I hope that helps light you up a little bit in feeling how amazing you are and how delicious it is to be in the human form in this world and being able to do your own little part to invite more pleasure into your life, into your body, into your world, and therefore into your home, your family, your community, whatever it is, your little niche, your little corner of the world. Yeah. So cheers to that. And of course, if you want to dive into this with me, I mean, we can do it one-on-one. We could do gene key stuff one-on-one, going into the shadows. We could just connect one-on-one. I'm so here for it. Otherwise, if you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to invest that much or anything, I'm not quite ready, but I want to dip my toes in, hop on like a Zhiji tea time call. Those, I mean, we can talk about anything on those. It can be what's super kinky, fun, and Zhiji turning you on. It can be, I feel so weird and out of control and like a lunatic. It's all of it because it is... I'm just there for you. I show up for you. I keep the groups really small. Sometimes there's only one person on there. So it's almost like a mini one-on-one for way less investment. And also then if it is just one person, I do cut the time from an hour to a little bit less than that, usually about 30 minutes. Yeah, and otherwise, you know how to find all my other stuff, right? Radically Love You, Sacred Sex, The Foundations, like all these places are great places to start. And if you're just ready to jump in, I am here for it. So again, cheers on inviting more pleasure into your life, because who are you? You are amazing, and your own little special magic cosmo mix of a drink that you are as a human. All right, bye. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.